topic for tonight sure is Sergeant Davis. In order to understand a Sergeant Davis, we have to talk about FAST in general. Fasting is not an easy thing for anybody, and but hopefully after tonight, I hope we'll look at it in a more positive light, and hopefully it'll show that it's a very important part of the halacha, and hopefully it'll lead to the Beis HaMikdash being rebuilt in the area of Maine. On Tuesday, next Tuesday, we have Asar B'Teves, which commemorates the breaching of the walls. Commemorates the surrounding of the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, when our enemies, the Babylonians and the Romans, surrounded the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what happened on Asar B'Teves. On Shivasa B'Tamuz, the walls were breached. And on Tisha B'Av, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And on Tzom Gedalia, Gedalia ben Achikam was assassinated. So all those four fasts surround different phases of when the Beis HaMikdash was in the process of being destroyed. And those are all fasts that depend upon mourning, avelis. Whereas some people call those the middle four fasts, because they revolve around avelis of the Churban, whereas Tainus Esther is really connected with Purim. And Yom Kippur, on the other side, is D'oraisin. If you eat and drink on Yom Kippur, you're chayav karis. And Yom Kippur has nothing to do with avelis at all. Yom Kippur is really dependent on simcha. And Yom Kippur is mevatel shiva. If someone buries one of his seven loved ones before Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur is mevatel the shiva. The Miri says that Yom Kippur has an element of simcha to it. And we eat the suda mafsekis as the meal of simcha. Obviously, we can't eat on Yom Kippur. So you have Tainus Esther, which is the most lenient fast, we're going to see that the Ramah says even someone has an eyeache doesn't have to fast on Tainus Esther. And on the other side, you have Yom Kippur, which you eat and drink in your Chayav Karis. But the middle four revolve around the Churban Beis HaMikdash and revolve around mourning. So I want to focus now on directly what is the properties of Tainus itself. And if you look in the Rambam, you know, the Rambam wrote the Yad HaChazak, he wrote 14 Svarim, so that's why it's called Yad. Yad is 14. And where does he place Hilchos Tainus? He places in Sefer Zmanim. Sefer Zmanim is where he talks about Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Yontif. And that itself is very telling that he puts Hilchos Tainus in Sefer Zmanim, because it might indicate to us it's a partial Yontif. And that's what the Rambam seems to say by placing Tainus in Sefer Zmanim. It's not a full-blown Yontif, but it's a partial Yontif. And the Rambam writes the following, Perek Aleph Halacha Yudal, I'm just going to quote him. He says, Kol HaShori B'Tainus, Ve'en Shayan Misan Al Tzaraso or Halomo, whether you're distressed about something that's bad happening or in a dream, Ve'en Shayan Misani Metzibor Al Tzaraso, whether you're in distress with the Tzibor because of certain Tzuras, Harizel Lugino Edunin Ba'atzmo, you shouldn't have a good time, Loyak Harosho, don't have any Litzonos, Lo yes, Samantha Tovlev, you shouldn't be so happy. Elohu Doeg Va'onen, you should worry and introspect. Kein and Shinemar, Ma Yisonin Adam Chai Gevra Chatov. And then the Rambam concludes, Umutu lo lito mesatavsho afil b'chir viz, hu shlo yivlo el toim upole. It's mutter to taste the soup. Make sure you don't swallow it, you have to spit it out. Shachach v'ochel, if you ate or drink in the morning, whatever, Mashlim Taniso, the fast is not over for you, you got to complete the fast. That's all in the same halacha. So in this halacha, the Rambam writes, what is the concept of a fast day? It's not to lose weight. It's not to diet. It's to do tshuva. It's a yom of a cheshbon and nefesh, and you're supposed to introspect upon oneself and try to make oneself better. And the isser of eating and drinking is to create that environment. But that's not the ikar. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, if you took a drink by accident in a water fountain, oh, the fast is over. That's not true. Because the ikar is not to, the ikar, I said, is not the issur of achila shtia. The ikar is to set up this environment that you can do tshuva. And that's why there's an issur to eat and drink. Mishnah Berurah says, and I used to think this as a kid, if you play ball all day and you think you're a strong man and you can fast, you really miss the boat of the whole times. As the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Tov Kuf Mem Tes Sifkat Aleph, he says, "V'amru Chacham Zichron Avrocha Et Sakam Es Taniso Monemar El Et Maaseim." When it talks about the Ninveh, the pasuk by the ancient Ninveh says, "Yar Hashem Es Maaseim." doesn't say that Hashem saw them, the fact that they fasted. He saw that they were trying to do tshuva. That's the ikar of a fast day. You missed the boat. So when I used to think that, you know, I really missed the boat, didn't understand what really the properties of a tainus is. Tainus are supposed to what? Create a day of a cheshbon ha-nefesh, where you're supposed to become better people. It's not an easy day, but it's not supposed to be an easy day physically, but also spiritually. And to go through a fast day where you haven't made some goals and aspirations, how are you going to become better? You really haven't appreciated what the tainus is all about. And that's what Rav Zhulti, who was a great chief rabbi in Shalayim, points out. That's what the Rambam means. In the very same halach, the Rambam talks about you're not supposed to have a party, you're supposed to introspect. And then at the very end of the halach, he says, oh, you know, if you taste the soup, you can't swallow, you got to spit it out. And if you forgot to eat and drink, you got to finish the fast. Don't think the fast is over. Wouldn't one think that it's a separate halacha? Why does the Rambam incorporate in the very same halacha? When he's talking about the essence of a fast day, he throws in these technicalities about eating and drinking. So that's what Zhulti writes. The Rambam wanted to convey was this concept, that the important thing, the fast day, is the process of tshuva. And eating and drinking, as we said, creates that environment. And he throws in those technicalities in the very same halacha to convey this message. That's what the Rambam is driving at. It's interesting, based on this Rambam, the Rav Zatzal said, so my colleagues to Rav Moshe and the Rav, on Lel Shavuos of the Thomas, can you have a chasana? You know, you can't get married during the 3 weeks. So the Shavuos of the Thomas fast starts in the morning. So Rav Moshe says you can have a wedding at night. The 3 weeks don't start in the morning when the fast starts. But the Rav said, based on this Rambam, not true. Because granting, you might be able to eat and drink on the night of Shavuos of the Thomas, but the properties of introspection in the morning starts even at night. And therefore the Rav argued with the relation how you could not have a wedding on Lel Shavuos of the Thomas, halacha l'maaseh. Because he felt very strongly, and the truth is, I remember of Shepherd Shlita pointed us that based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that of those four middle fasts about the Korban, the only one that's obligatory Medina de Gemara is Tisha B'Av. The other three, meaning Asar B'Tavis, Som Gedalia, Shemos B'Tamas, are really optional, Medina de Gemara. Now don't get me wrong, the Bahag says we accept it upon ourselves that we have to fast. Shopanar holds like the Bahag, but Medina de Gemara, the Gemara is a phrase, Ratzu Misanan, Ratzu Ein Misanan. If you want to fast, you can. If you don't want to fast, you don't have to. But the Gemara clearly writes that there's anti-Semitism. If you live in a country where there's anti-Semitism, then you must fast. It's obligatory, and you have to fast 24 hours. And I remember Shabbat said that the Rav said there were Gedolim in his time when they had the pogroms and the Cossacks, they would fast 24 hours to serve at Davis. Because they didn't live in America. They lived in a place of anti-Semitism. And therefore it's Medina de Gemara, not just 12 hours of Ramban, right, but 24 hours. But as I said, don't get me wrong, we next week's obligatory fast based on what the Baha'i says. There are certain halachas that Medina de Gemara might be optional, but Klai is so accepted upon themselves as a whole. Like Myrav. Myrav is a Rishus, according to Yeshua, we fast him. But Klai is so accepted upon themselves that men daven Myrav. It's obligatory. Could be Al Anisim in benching from the Bavli is also optional. But again, we accept it upon ourselves obligatory that we say Al Anisim in benching. So this is the concept, the first type of Mahalach I want to begin, I want to build up that the day of the time is a partial yontif that expresses itself in tshuva and introspection. And this we find why the Rambam quotes it in Sefer Zmanim. And that's also why the Rambam writes it's a day of introspection, a day of cheshbon nefesh. And really the Yisra Chila and Shtiyah is not the ikar of it. It's to create an environment. Now don't get me wrong, you know, oh, I'll do tshuva without eating and drinking. You know, with eating and drinking, that's ridiculous. You have to follow the halacha. But the ikar of the day of tainus is tshuva. There's an interesting concept when we talk about a fast day, and that's called a Kabbalah. You cannot, you see, there are basically, we'll call two fasts, two categories of fasts. I don't know if it was a tainus seabor, which is the ones we've mentioned, and then there's something called the tainus yachid. Tainus yachid is you fast for a yortzeit. If a person, you know, wants to accept upon themselves a fast, you know, for whatever, for tshuva themselves, they want to do. That's called the tainus yachid. There's something called the tainus kolom, which we'll get to if someone had a bad dream. If someone had a bad dream, God forbid, so the Gemara says when you wake up in the morning, you can fast. Now, you don't know when you're going to have a bad dream, so you can't have a kabbalah. So Titus Seaborg requires a Kabbalah, but it's automatic. So next week, why don't we have a formal Kabbalah? We accept upon ourselves, we're going to fast on Tuesday. Because it's automatic, because it's a Titus Seaborg. However, when it comes to a Titus Yachid, if you want to fast for a Yortzeit or something like that, you can't just wake up and fast. You need a Kabbalah. So if you look in our school center, the Mincha before the Titus, in the shaded paragraph, at the end of Shmona Esrei, before the second Yerutzim, there's a Ribon Olamim where you accept upon yourself and then you're going to fast tomorrow. It's a very important concept. A lot of people don't know. A Titus requires a Kabbalah. The Gemara writes in Titus, you get Aleph from an Aleph. And it's a formality. And the Ribon says, where did this concept come from? It comes from Shabbos and Yontif. Just like Shabbos and Yontif, we have a Kabbalah. So through Titus, we have a Kabbalah. And the Ribon compares it to Shabbos and Yontif. So you see that the Titus is a partial Yontif. And it gives it a formality. It's not the same thing. You wake up in the morning, you know, I'll fast. You had Mamish take a netter before, and the only Titus that doesn't really require a Kabbalah is a Titus Cholam, like I said, because you don't know whether you're going to have a bad dream. Now, we should just know, the Arach HaShulchan says, if you're the type of person the bad dream doesn't bother you, then you don't have to fast it. Mr. Brew argues and says, whether it bothers you or not, you really should fast that day when you wake up. But he says if it's difficult for you, you should give the amount of money that you would buy in food that day. So if you're going to buy $25 worth of food that day, so you should give that instead of fast. That's called being potah b'tzedaka. So it's a machlokes Mishnah Berurah or Chashulchan, a Titus Cholam. But Titus Cholam is the one Titus that doesn't require Kabbalah. But the concept of Kabbalah shows that Titus is a partial yontif. And it's compared to Shabbos and yontif. There's a Ron in Maseches Titus that has a phenomenal line. And Zulki points this out. The Ron points out that we don't say Kiddush for a Titus. So Zulki writes, hello, we need the Ron to point out to us that we don't say Kiddush for a Titus. Let's say Tisha B'Av. We do a 24-hour fast. Why don't we usher in Tisha B'Av with Kiddush? Obviously, we can't drink. We can't even drink. Why do you need the Ron to point out that you don't say Kiddush on a Titus? So says Rav Shulti, you know why? Because there is Kedushas Hayom, the sanctity of the day of the Titus, to the degree I would add a Havamina that you have to usher in the day of the Kiddush. He comes and he points out, no, we don't say Kiddush on a Titus. That shows how weighty a Titus is. It's not just stop, a day that we lose weight. Also, there is a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos on Daf Chaf Daled that says, Befeirush, that we say, Aneinu. Everyone's familiar with that name. You say it in Mincha. Of a Titus. There's a sheet in the Gemara that says you say Aneinu at night. It's crazy. We're eating and drinking at night. Why would you say Aneinu beyond some time you say it? No, we're eating and drinking. So Rashi says on the Gemara, because it ushers in, the night ushers in the day, so technically you should still say Aneinu. But if you look in the Ran and the Rif Kor Yerushalmi, you know what they say about a Titus? They say Leilo Kiyomo. That the night is like the day, Kishabbos. Every second of the day of Shabbos is equal. The beginning of Shabbos and the end of Shabbos. One of my Rebbeim would always give us Musser if we would take our tie off at the end of Shabbos. He says, well, you have your tie in the beginning of Shabbos, huh? So why do you take your tie off? Every day of second of Shabbos is equal. Lelo, Kiyomo, Kishabbos. The same thing of the Titus. But I'm eating and drinking at night. That's fine. You might be eating and drinking, but that's not the essence of the Titus. Goes back to what the Rav said, Shach and the Rambam. The Iker of the Titus is the notion of this process of Cheshbon HaNefesh, of doing tshuva, which taka begins at night, and it's inappropriate to have a party at night. And therefore, that is why it would be appropriate to say Aneinu on a conceptual level, not technically like Rashi, that the night ushers in the day, but like the Rift says, from Yushami Leilu Kiyomo Kishavis. So that's the first model I wanted to point out, that the notion of a Titus is Yom Tshuva. We saw it in the Rambam, how he geographically placed in Sefer Smadim it was Titus, how number two discusses the essence of the day and just throws in there about, he puts in there the halachas about eating and drinking, but that's not the Iker. The notion of having a Kabbalah, a Havamina, we would say Kiddush, and also this concept of saying Aneinu at night, the comparison again to Shabbos. That comparison to Shabbos of the Titus is very, very moving, very weighty. Leilo Kiyomo to Shabbos. In two nafkaminas, Kabbalah and also saying Aneinu. But there's another aspect of Tinus which we have to build up, and that's a second Mahalach called that it's a Yom Korban. Tinus doesn't just manifest itself in doing tshuva and cheshbonos, but it's connected with korbanos, believe it or not. What on earth does it have to do with korbanos? Toisim Sochem and Daf Nun quotes Yushalmi that says any time you bring a korban, it's usher to work. It's usher to work. In fact, Yushalmi asked the Kasha, how do you ever go to work? Because we brought the korban tumen every day, in the morning and the evening. So you should tell your parents, so why do you go to work? When the Beis HaMikdash is built, there's a korban tumen that was offered morning and evening. In fact, Yushalmi, Yushalmi asks, how do you go to work? So you know what Yushalmi says? Vasafta de ganecha. We say in Kriya Shema, you gather the wheat. If there wasn't a heter, special heter in Kriya Shema, they gather the wheat, it would be usher to work. So anytime a korban is brought, it's usher to work. So I grant you on Tainus, there's no usher to go to work. There is a halacha on Tisha B'Av, you're not supposed to work. The Shulchan Aruch says, in a rosam in bracha, but it's not an isser to go to work. When I say work, I'm not talking about the lamatas malachas. I'm talking about malacha shal tirfet, like working a chalomoy. So there's no isser malacha on Tainus, but a Tainus is very much connected to being a Yom Korban. How do I say that? If you look at the Art School Siddur, I said there's two shaded paragraphs. The other shaded paragraph is that a mincha of a Tainus, this is a Beferish Gemara Yitzayim Manaf, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and Simen Tovkuf Samech Yisif Dalet, that at the mincha of a fast day, next Tuesday, you're supposed to say, Ribono Olamim, Master of the Universe, the diminution of my blood and my fat on this day should be as if I offered myself on the Mizbeach. It's a real din. Everyone should say it. What does it have to do with anything? Because a Tainus is a Yom, actually you're being mocked of a Korban. You're actually offering yourself, right? Chassu Shalom, you know, murder is an issue of the arise, it's Yar Yavar. Suicide, according to Pesikta, is also a issue of Ritzich, of course. However, how can I offer myself? I can't kill myself. So what do I have to do? I have to go through a process of actually doing tshuva. But it's not just tshuva, it has the properties of a korban itself, as if I'm actually offering myself. And by saying that tefillah, you make the tightness like a korban. It's like I offer myself. And this is very fascinating because the Rambam writes in Yordaya in Simen Kuf Pei Hei Sif Dalet, the mother talks about, there's a concept in many poskim called Tshuvas HaMishkal. We have to do tshuva for certain aveiras. So the Rambam talks about a man who has to do tshuva, and he let's say he was with a woman that what didn't go to mikveh. So the Shulchan Ramah writes he has to fast 40 days. And the Ramah writes the following. He says, Lo yochel basar v'layla b'lel tainus. He's not allowed to eat meat and drink wine at the night of the fast day. And the Pesukei Tshuva writes in Sifkot Yigimel v'shem the Torah Shlomim, what did the Ramah mean by saying the night before the tainus? That means for 40 days he's got to eat milchiks, and the night before he cannot eat meat and drink wine. So did he mean the night before or the night after the fast? So the Pesukei Tshuva quotes, I'm not sure. Well, I definitely would think it's the night before, because when does the Jewish halachic day begin? It begins at night. So it's inappropriate if you're fasting tomorrow to have steak and wine the night before. So I understand why would Asa the night before. But why would you Asa the night after the fast? This is very critical. Because there's one area in halacha, only one area in halacha, where the night follows after the day. Like in second, like today's Monday, tonight's Monday night. There's only one area in halacha where the night falls only half a yom. The Gemara says in Chulin and Pei Gimel and Af Kachim, Korbanos is the one area in halacha where it's Monday, and Monday night is connected with the day before. Because halacha, this is Tuesday already at night. So if a tainus is a yom korban, it has those properties as well. Therefore, if you're fasting all day for a terrible aver you did, is that appropriate to break the fast with steak and wine? Inappropriate. So that's the svar to say that it's the night after the fast. And there are poskim, many poskim, that poskim, based on this Ramah, that they will never break a fast, ever, with fleshes. No one recommends to do it because of health reasons. Fast the whole day, it's very heavy to eat that. But it could be al pi halacha. It's wrong to break the fast with fleshes. Except on Yom Kippur, whereas Yom Kippur is a day of Yom Tov, it's a day of Simcha, and maybe Tinus Esther, where it's a night of Purim, maybe you could break it with Lashes. But the four fasts in the middle, which revolve around the Korban, many poskim are machmer like this Ramah, and they never will break a fast day. Why? Because it has a concept of a Yom Korban. So it comes out, Mishnah Berurah happens to be against them. Mishnah Berurah says you can break any fast day with flesh except for Tisha B'Av. Because, you know, Tisha B'Av of the morning goes to the 10th of Av, till Chatzos. But, so it's implied from Mishnah Berurah, any other fast day you can break with flesh. But there are many poskim that are machmer for this Ramah. Another nafkamina is about this concept that the Yom Tainus, we know that there are Hamesh Zinuyim, you can't eat and drink, and the Hamesh Zinuyim apply to Yom Kippur, Rechitza, Nilas Asandal, all the Hamesh Zinuyim apply on Tisha B'Av and on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. What about the other Tainus? Let's say this coming Tuesday. I always get this shayla from fellows in Yeshiva. From the Talmud, can you take a shower next Tuesday? A servant table. So make it right then, you can. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes on Magen Avraham Hashem, the Shlach Kodesh, that a Baal Nefesh should be machmer. A Baal Nefesh means a person wants to, you know, take chumras upon themselves, not stam to be a Baal Gaiva, but to become closer to Hashem. So there is an Indian that Chamish Shinuyim at all the fasts, except for Ilus Asandal, because we're afraid non Jews might make fun of us. But Rechitza, there is a notion to be machmer. And believe it or not, the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos in Maseches Tainus actually says there's a concept of Tosefes Tisha B'Av. What does Tosefes Tisha B'Av mean? That there's an Indian to end Tisha B'Av later. Now, where do we have the mitzvah Tosefes? Only by Shabbos and not of Vexler. So, what does he say? There's a mitzvah Tosefes Tisha B'Av. Obviously, there's got to be kedusha to Tisha B'Av that you can lend itself to end it later and to begin it earlier. So, you see. From these two miles we want to develop, either that it's a Yom Tainus is a Yom Tshuva, or it's a Yom Korban, it is a very, very critical part of the Halacha, and in essence, it's a Tshuva process, and it has a property to the day that are very, very critical to it, Alpi Halacha. And it's supposed to be Tzanua. What do I mean by Tzanua? It says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not supposed to tell people if you're taking private fast upon yourself. Unless you're in a scenario, an environment that it might influence people, that if you're fasting, other people will follow you. Then you're allowed to tell people. Mishnah Berurah actually pilpels whether you're allowed to lie, you know, people offer you something to eat. Are you allowed to lie and say, you know, and not say the reason why you don't want to eat. But there's an it's an interesting concept. They have this concept of to fast in a tzanua way to make sure that you get scar and make sure you fulfill it properly. It's interesting that we should point out that when we talk about the concept of tainus, it's where Moshe has a tshuva where his son, I think it was Reb David Shlita, the great Gaon, was in his early 20s, and he asked Reb Moshe, he wanted to take some fast upon himself. So Reb Moshe was very stark in there, and he says, you know what, you're a young man, you're developing, you become a Talmid Chacham. He's one of the Gedolei Hador now. He says, you need your strength and energy. And he says he'd recommend against it. He says, when you get older, okay, maybe that's a different story. But as a young man, and that will go well as a young woman, we should not really take upon these fasts upon ourselves. But we should be aware of them and how important they are and be very respectful of them. I have a Rebbe of mine that fasts every Yom Kippur cotton. Yom Kippur caught this the day before Rosh Chodesh. Some of the meaning of doing that. Tosus in the end of the Maseches Kedushin points out that there's a concept called Bahab. Bahab is the first Monday, Thursday in Cheshvan, first Monday, Thursday in Iyar, where we speak a lot of Lashon Hara, unfortunately, on Sukkot with our families or on Pesach, and we need days where we devote ourselves to doing tshuva. And there was a special fast day of Monday, Thursday, Monday of Bahab. And if a person wants to do that, it's a great thing. Usually older people might do it. And again, it's not a notion of you don't want to be a Baal Gaiva. If you are taking the Tainus upon yourself, you don't need to tell people unless you feel like Tainus is going to what? Unless you feel Tainus is going to it's going to influence other people. Other people aren't fasting. By you fasting, they'll fast as well. Sometimes there's a notion that people think that women are not as obligated in the Titus as men. It's really a falsehood. The obligation to fast equally is upon a man and a woman just as well. Now, there might be kulas that we have in the Gemara for a nursing woman, a pregnant woman, for those three of the four. Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, the Gemara says a pregnant woman and a nursing woman must fast. But the other three, they don't have to fast. But everything is all equal. If a woman is not nursing or pregnant, she's just as obligated as a man. And we don't find in the halacha that there's a special kula upon women. Women are mourn on the korban as much as men. It's interesting that next week, when we have a Asar B'Teves, there's a whole siman in Shofar devoted to days that people can select upon themselves to fast as private people. It's not so well known, but next week, Tuesday is a Asar B'Teves, but in Shofar says there are 3 days. Asar B'Teves is obligatory on Tuesday, but the 8th and 9th of Teves, which are Sunday and Monday, are days also which are selected by the Mechaber if a person would want to fast. What happened on the 8th day? And the 8th day is when the Torah was translated into Yevonis. 3 days of Choshech came out to the world because we were upset about it, that the Torah now would be open to other people. So that made us uncomfortable. And on the 9th, the Mechaber says he doesn't know what happened. It's very bizarre. Shulchan Aruch writes, 9th, I have Masori says that it's a special day to fast, but I don't know what happened. Very, very interesting Mechaber. And it's in some tough Kuf Pei. Hilchos Tainis is about 40 pages in the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah points out on the bottom that we see in Slichus, you know what happened? Ezra HaSofer died. So our Masoris and Ezra HaSofer died on the 9th of Tavis. So, again, if you want to fast those, of course, do that when you're older. If you're going to fast, you must makabel upon yourself the mincha beforehand. You can't just, but you know what? Maybe it's better to be potev and stuck in. And unless, you know, we're getting older and we want to be able to mechazik ourselves. But I want to now speak about, specifically about Asar B'Teves. You know, Asar B'Teves is very unique and special because the pasuk says in Cheskel, it says, Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh. Now, the Avudrom was one of the great Rishonim. All the Rishonim and Gedol HaAchronim are great. There are Chachmei HaMasorah. So the Avudrom made his own drasha, and he said that if Asar B'Teves would come out on Shabbos, you'd fast it even on Shabbos. Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh. On that day, whenever it falls out. So the Beis Yosef writes there, I think it's Siman Tov Kuf Nun, and he says, Minayin lo yadusa. How does the Avudrom know this? It's a pella, this Avudrom. So the Rav Zatzal was also so bothered by this Beis Yosef that he said it was a misprint. Cannot be that the Avudrom wrote this. But we should point out that Dor Sameach, the great Gaon, Remeir Simcha Mitzvinsk, he took it very seriously. He didn't agree with the Rav that it was a misprint. Because the Gemara has a Shailin in Erevin and Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Mao Adam, Shemekabel Tainis Bear of Shabbos. If a person's Mekabel Tainis Yochan on Friday, can he go into Shabbos fasting? Or must he break the fast before Shabbos? Because maybe it's not the covenant to go into Shabbos starving. The Gemara has a Shailin like this in Erevin and Daf Mem Amud Aleph. So Rav Sameach says, why did they impose the Shailin by a Tainis Yochan? Remember we said there are two types of fast, Tainis Yochan and Tainis Simon. Why did it only say a Tainis Yochan? What's the din of a Tainis Yochan on Friday? Why didn't it say if it's a Tainis Seber comes out on Friday? What's the only Tainis Seber that can come out on a Friday? Does anyone know? There's only one Tainis Seber that can come out on a Friday. Asar B'Teves. And Asar B'Teves, according to Avudrom, if it came out on Shabbos, you could fast it on Shabbos. So Zok Dor Sameach, even on Friday, of course, you can go into Shabbos fasting. So there's no Tainis Seber that comes out on Friday. The only one that comes out on Friday is what? Is Asar B'Teves. And according to Avudrom, even if it came out on Shabbos, you could fast it. So certainly on Friday, you could fast it going to Shabbos with it. So that's why they were opposed to Shai only by a Tainis Yochid. So you see, Chlor the Tor Sameach took this what Avudrom seriously against the Rav. So, what is so unique and special about Asar B'Teves? If it came out on Shabbos, you could fast it like Yom Kippur. Nothing. Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, you push it to Sunday. What's so special about a Sergeant Davis? And the title this year is pretty stale title, but it said the most important day of the year, a Sergeant Davis. And I'll tell you why I think it's the most important day of the year. Maybe we're being a little bit dramatic, but I don't think I am being. Because, first of all, one of my Rebbeim, Sir Evnik Shalit, is a great goner here in Sisrael and Shalvin. Now he's a Rebbe in new Machon Lev. So he wanted to say there is a line in the Gemara that the beginning of a calamity hurts the most. And what's the first fast of the whole process of the Korban? When they surrounded Sergeant Davis. So he said, since it hurts the most, if it came out on Shabbos, it would be done for Shabbos. Interesting shot. That's what he suggested once in the season many years ago in Shalvim, I remember. But Chassam Sofer has a different view. Chassam Sofer writes, amazing, in the Slichas, in his beer in the Slichas in the Serbet days, Chassam Sofer, you know, was the Gadol HaDor in the late 1700s in Pressburg. And he writes, amazing. He says, whenever we fast mostly, what are we always doing? Commemorating the past. Think about everything. All the things about the Korban, the past, the past, the past. What happens if someone, God forbid, has a bad dream? They wake up Shabbos morning, what's it been? The Gemara says they can fast on Shabbos. Fast on Shabbos? Yes, because you get owned it. You get enjoyment of that, that whatever the bad dream was, whatever, it shouldn't portend to be in the future. So you get oneg, then it won't happen. So if it chaps a nafkamina, meaning on the future, then it can even be Docha Shabbos. Whenever you're commemorating the past, it cannot be Docha Shabbos. And that's why even if Tisha B'Av comes on Shabbos, we don't fast on Shabbos. We push it off on Sunday. But if someone's going to chap a nafkamina on the future, then you can even do a tiny skull on Shabbos. Now don't get me wrong, you got to fast another day for fasting on Shabbos, the Gemara says. But you can fast it on Shabbos. And you should fast on Shabbos. Like I said, Baruch HaShulchan, we shouldn't get nervous about having. Hopefully we should all be like Baruch HaShulchan. And if it doesn't bother you, the dream, don't worry about it. You know, there isn't a process we should also point out called Atavas HaChol. Something's really bothering you, you go in front of a Beis Din, and they say a certain formula, and it transforms what was bad in the dream to good. But that's if something's really, really, really bothering you, and you can make a Beis Din and have that done. But says the Aruch HaShulchan, says the Chassam Sofer, amazing shot. He says, you know why you can fast Asar B'Tavis? You see from him, he also took it seriously, this Avodah against what the Rav said was a misprint. Because in Shamayim, next Tuesday, says the Chassam Sofer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decide whether this summer we're going to have the Beis HaMikdash. He decides on Asar B'Tavis. That's why I think it's the most important day of the year. I don't think that's crazy to say, no. If there's a certain day we know now that the Chassam Sofer was megali to us, that Hashem decides whether this summer we're going to have the Beis HaMikdash, I think it's not crazy to say that it's the most important day of the year. And He will decide on next Tuesday whether we're going to have the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, since a chapsa nafkinin on the future, it can even be Doicha Shabbos. Whoa, that's what the Chassam Sofer says. That's the uniqueness of Asar B'Tavis. Right in the middle of the winter, right after Hanukkah. That's the Gilui Shechina that hopefully Hashem will decide that we'll have the Beis HaMikdash. So, there's one of the great Torah giants living now in Yerushalayim. His name is Rav Shlomo Fischer. A great Rav HaGaon, Rav Shlomo Fischer Shlita. He's a Goyin Oil of Mamish. And I heard Zohar to hear many shiurim from him. He was on the Beis Nagon, was dying. He's very close with another Rebbe of mine, Rav HaGaon of Zalman Chemi of Gober Shlita. I remember Zalman Chemi told me that I should go to hear shiurim and Motzoi Shabbos. And they say about Rav Shlomo Fischer that someone once saw his notes. He was writing his notes, and he had a dream. We were talking about dreams before. He had a dream of learning. And he wrote the whole thing, Stapakti b'chalom. I was ensuring a dream about a certain din. He actually wrote that down in his notes. This God of dreams in Torah. That's how great of a Gaon is. So he has a sefer called Beis Yishai. So in Beis Yishai, Chelik Aleph, Perik Lamed, he has a piece there about Asar B'Tavis. And he writes, you look throughout Shas, and believe me, you can trust him. It doesn't say anywhere what happened in the history in the times of Tanakh on Asar B'Tavis. Shivasa B'Tamuz, we know it's connected with, you know, the Shvira Samuchos. We know that Tisha B'Av is the Meraglim. Yom Kippur's Luchos Shnios. What happened on Asar B'Tavis in the times of the Chumash? This is what he poses a question. And you know what he says? Lule de Mistafine. I'm a little bit afraid to say it. But he says, I think I know what happened. Mechiris Yosef happened on the servant Teves. Because what's the mazel of the month of Teves? A Gedid. And they shechted the Gedid, the brothers. And that consummated the sinus chinum, the hatred that the brothers have for one another. And that's what he says what happened on a Asar B'Tavis. That's unbelievable. That's what happened on a Asar B'Tavis. He says, every door to Yushalmi says that the Beis HaMikdash is not built. It's our fault. As if it was destroyed in our door. And what does the Gemara say in Yuma Tesma Beis? What's the Gairim of Bayis Sheni being destroyed? Sina Schinim. That wasn't just in 70 CE. That's right now, 2018. Because we have Sina Schinim. We have baseless hatred, and therefore the brothers' hatred for Yosef concretized and sealed this Chorban. And therefore next Tuesday, in order to get rid of that Psak from Shamayim, we have to have Ava Schinim. And then hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decide to have the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what he wanted to say happened on a certain place. That's the uniqueness that is so special about Asar B'Tavis. You could either say like Rav Serebnik Shlita, that it was the beginning of the process, or either you could say like this Ma'alach and the Chassam Sofer, perhaps enough in the future, and then we're saying this chinam that they had. Now, I think if you think for a moment, what exactly is sinas chinam? You know there's a din in the Chumash, Lotisna Achicha Bil Vavecha, you're not allowed to hate your friend in your heart. There's an isser to hate your friend. So, Sina Schina means by definition that if I don't have a heter to hate this person, then definition is baseless hatred. This person insulted me, okay, so insulted me. I have no heter to hate him. You're only allowed to hate a Russia. A Russia, someone's over a lavshish b'maisa or more. Someone insulted me or someone hurt me. I have no heter to hate him. Do you know because I have no heter to hate him? If I engage in hating that person, that's called sinas chinam halakhically. It's baseless hatred because you have no heter to hate him. So everyone thinks, oh, you know, my chaver, myself, oh, I have no baseless hatred. Baseless hatred, people think, oh, this guy's wearing a blue shirt, I don't like blue, I hate his guts. That's sinas chinam. That's not sinas chinam. Sinas chinam is I hate that guy because he insulted me. He's always mean to me. He never talks to me. That's also sinas chinam. That guy's not a Russian. Just doesn't like me. That doesn't mean he's a Russian and I can hate him. And that's how P'alacha called baseless hatred. So we think we're so far divorced from sinas chinam. That's not true at all. We could have a lot of sinas chinam in our personas. And therefore, Kol's mind that we have that, it must be eradicated. Now there's a few other Tanaisim that I want to speak about. Very important that we should speak about. And for example, just very quickly, Tainus Esther is connected with Purim. And is there a mitzvah of chinuch? Now there's a mitzvah of chinuch by most mitzvahs in the Torah. Is there a mitzvah of chinuch to mechanech our kids? By the four fasts? No. Because there's a principle called Ein Chinuch L'Avelus. The one mitzvah there's no chinuch for is Avelus. Why? Because Avelus are manifestations of tshuva. A Kutna and Tana don't have to do tshuva. They're not culpable for their actions. So the middle four fasts, Ein Chinuch L'Avelus, where Shek Tishlita pronounces a tremendous chinuch. By Tainus Esther, there's chinuch. By Tainus Esther, the most lenient, Tainus. And by Yom Kippur, the most severe, there's a mitzvah of chinuch. But the middle four, there's no mitzvah of chinuch at all. And it could be that maybe also if you wanted to take a shower or tennis as you get ready for Purim, it would be okay because the tennis of Simcha, it's considered to be a different din. And what do we normally do if a tennis comes out on Shabbos? Like Tisha B'Av, we push it off to what? Sunday. What do we do by tennis Esther? We bring it forward to us on Thursday because Som Esther's Lav Paranusu. It's a tennis of Simcha. So a tennis Esther is considered to be a different tennis in Gansan completely. It's a tennis of Simcha. What about a tainus for getting married? When you get married, the day you get married. So we know that it said machlos, Esav married machlos. So one day is that he had mechila. One day is he got sicker in his averus from the word machlos, sickness. The other day is from the word mechila. That's the mark of the chosin and kala get married. They should fast that day. Now, mikra din is more of a din out of chosin, says Dara Hashokan. If a kala doesn't want to fast, she doesn't have to fast. But there really are three reasons why you fast on the day of the chasana. One is the day of forgiveness. Two is that we don't want them to be drunk at the time of the Kiddushin. They don't realize what they're doing. And number three is that we don't want the families fighting. Many times the families might fight about a ksuba. So if we fast, Hashem will shield them, shield us from any machlekes. So it's an interesting three reasons are given. And like I said, it's really more of a chiyuv on the chasan rather than the kala. If the kala can, it's great. But she shouldn't feel bad if she cannot fast or doesn't want to fast. Now, a few nafkaminas would be, let's say they get married in midday. So if the issue is to have a full day of slicha mechila, you think maybe they should even fast even after the chuppah. No one does that. They fast until the chuppah. But if you say it's the issue is they might get drunk, well, as soon as they get married, they're not drunk. Why should they have to have a fast after the chuppah? What happens if in the winter they get married at 8 o'clock at night? So if you say it's that maybe they might get drunk, they should have to fast all the way to 8 at night. But if you hold it just to have a day for slicha mechila, it can end at the time of tzeis kochavim. We're makel in both directions regarding this din halacha lemaisa. Interesting, if a couple's getting married for a second time, also they should have to fast because they need a day of tshuva. If there's a yibum. And the Yibum, you know, Leverite marriage also, if it's a Yom Slicha Mechila, they have to fast. If it's an issue of getting drunk, the din is in the Gemara by a Leverite marriage, even if they don't know what they're doing, it's still good. So if you would say it like that, they wouldn't have to fast. So that's an interesting concept that we have as well. Also, I mentioned before about Yortzeit. Yortzeit is a very beautiful thing to fast, not just men, even women as well. No one should ever have to have a Yortzeit, but it's a beautiful thing to fast on the Yortzeit, and you need a Kabbalah beforehand, like the Mincha before, and it's a beautiful thing for the Neshama. The Neshama, the Nifter, should go to the highest points in Gan Eden. When you do a Tainis, it makes it unique and a special day, and it's quoted in Hilchos Avelos by the Ramal. There's also a famous Tainis we're all familiar with on Erev Pesach called Tainis Bechor. Now, that's very unique because people get out of it by what? Going to a Siyum. What's that all about? So the Tainis Bechor is not mentioned anywhere in Shas, and therefore it's not mentioned anywhere in Shas. It's a Medrash, so therefore we have Kulas. And therefore the Kulas, if you attend a Siyum, therefore you get out of it, Al Pi Halacha, because if it's not mentioned in Shas, then it doesn't have the strength and severity to it, and therefore we have the Kula, Halacha L'maisa. Few other Tanesim I just want to mention that we have throughout the year. And that many people fast for Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Chukas. That's where there was wagons of Gemaras that were burnt and destroyed. And it happened to be 1648 Chomenevsky massacre happened at that day. And many fast on Erev Shabbos, and they go into Shabbos fasting. And that's an example of the Tainis Yochid being on Friday. There's also the 20th of Sivan. It's also a day of calamity that took place. And Mr. Ruhr quotes that many fast. Interesting, I just saw it today. He says if a boy wants to fast, he should be 18, and a girl should at least be 15. So again, he seems to be echoing Ramosh's concern that we don't want to, you know, put too many tanesim on people, you know, lest they don't feel well, and we don't want, you know, that to hurt anybody. Also, I want to just point out that when we talk about a tainus, it's very important that when you do a tainus yochid, we possibly say anenu as well. Even though it's anenu yom sam tainusenu, which you think is a tainus sibur, it's not true. We also say anenu by tainus yochid. And it's very interesting. we try the best we can. I know, girls try to daven, women shachs and mincha. At least, what do you do on a tainus? What's better to daven, mincha gedola or mincha ketana? So this is a machloikis in general, every day of the year. What's better to daven, mincha gedola or mincha ketana? It's like Rashi and Rosh. But when it comes to the tainus sibor, it's interesting. Mr. Brewer writes a Sharat Zion that you should daven mincha ketana, which is unlike most yeshivas. Most yeshivas, like in our yeshiva, we have a big mincha gedola where everyone gets together. But the Sharat Zion says it's better to do tainus, to do mincha ketana at the end of the day. Why? Because if you say hanenu at mincha in midday, and a person doesn't feel well, they can't break the fast, turns out you lie in your mincha to Hashem. Okay, you didn't do it on purpose, but that's why we push hanenu to the end of the day. Hanenu yom som tani senu. So, just to conclude, you know, tainus, as I said, is not an easy thing, and it's very hard. And as I said, the middle four fasts, we're not machadah the kids in the camps, you know, in all the summer camps. They shouldn't fast if they're below bar bas mitzvah for all the middle four, for Tzom Gedalia, Sarvateves, Shemos Avitamas, and Tisha B'Av. They should not fast. Ein mechanchen avelis. Yom Kippur, of course, we machadah them. What do we machadah them? If a girl's 10 or 11, they fast the whole day, 8 and 9, half a day. A boy, 11, 12, the whole day. 9, 10, half a day. There's schina for Yom Kippur, and there's schina for Rav Shekhar's Mechadosh by Tainus Esther as well, because the Tainus of Simcha. But it's an opportunity to really what? To really realize that this world is, you know, is supposed to be a segue to the next world. And the Iker is not Gashmius. As the Rav would always say, we're supposed to sanctify the mundane. And a Tainus is a day for that. You know, if you'd have asked me, someone would have asked me, where did the Rambam put all the dinim of tainus? I would have said, maybe in the Hilchos Aveilus, Sefer Shoftim, maybe Hilchos Machalos Asuras. No, he puts it in Sefer Zmanin, like Shabbos, like Yom Tov. There is an essence to the day. And there's a unique and beauty to the day. And it has to be taken to the utmost seriousness. And that's why there's extra slichos. And that's why, you know, as I said, it's inappropriate to really have parties and things of that sort at night. And not just the night before, the night afterwards as well. Because according to the Mahalach that we have, that it's a day of a korban, by kachim, it's inappropriate. Guy fasts and he eats and breaks it in steak and wine. That's an inappropriate thing. So it's an opportunity, and I think of all the fast days, believe it or not, I don't know, it's hard to rate them, but you know, Tzom Gedalia is right after Rosh Hashanah, so people know about it, right? Tisha B'Av and Shavuos V'Tammuz, everyone knows about it from camp. You know, but I think right in the middle of the winter, right after Hanukkah, Sarva Teves, you know, people don't think about. But as I said, you know, it's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to Sam Sofer, decides what we'll have the Beis HaMikdash or not. So it's a time to think about how we can mechazek our Beinon Mechavero, and how we can, try our best to become better people. And realize that if you look in that, if you have any time to look in that Siman Shulchan Aruch, there are selected days throughout the year that he talks about. I just want to close with, you know, if a couple gets married in Rosh Chodesh, they don't fast. But there is one Rosh Chodesh that they do fast on. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The whole month of Nisan is like a semi-yantif. You don't say tachanu. But you know what happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Nadav Naviu died. So that's their yortzeit, says the Mechaber. So if you get married in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to fast on that Rosh Chodesh. Because, you know, we have to be, as what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Im Anochi Mitzar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels the tzar of other people. We have to try to feel the tzar as well. So, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us strength, that we should always be healthy. We should always be able to fast really well. And that we should appreciate the day of Atinus and try not to kvetch about it. You know, it's not easy. But to prepare ourselves properly, as the Rav would always say, "Ein kedusha b'li hachama." He used to put signs up when I was in YU. The Rav would say, "You cannot have kedusha without preparation." That means have a good meal, don't drink too much. You know, you always say that here's people get sick because they drank too much or ate too much. But you think about people have grapes, people drink Powerade, whatever it is. That's part of preparing for the kedusha of the day. And you break the tainus in a proper way, and you say the slichas. And you say chakras, and you say mincha. And in that vein, if we have a different perspective about how to try to be a better cover. You know, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, I know I said I was going to close, I'll just close with this. Rabbeinu Yonah says, Aseh lecha rav, ukneh lecha chaver. It's more important to have a chaver than a rav, because a chaver can say many things to you that a rav can't. And he says a chaver means three things. It's to give you mussar. Many people think, oh, what are you giving me mussar for? What do you mean? Might be your best friend. That dafka, that's their role that they play. They can give you mussar. You should be appreciative that they give you mussar. Number two, a friend is supposed to learn with you stam, learn tire with you. And number three, for eitzes, for advice. And we colloquially say, if you buy a friend, it's not a good sign. But what the Mishnah means, it's more important. You have to buy a friend, whereas a rabbi just says make. You have to make sure you have a chaver, so you have a role to be a chaver, and hopefully other people will be chaverim to you. So part of that is being able to have a chibor, and we break down the sin of shechinah. And remember, we should remember that definition, and then come this Tuesday, our tefillahs God willing will be mekubel, and Hashem will decide we'll have the Beis Hamikdash this summer. Thank you for listening, everyone. Have a good night. And have a decent fast next Tuesday.